Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Goodness, today is National Boyfriend's Day.
That boy, he's my friend.
I guess that means...
He's my boyfriend.
He's my boyfriend.
It's National Boyfriend's Day?
Well, what does that mean?
Well, what does that mean?
Absolutely nothing.
What were you expecting?
Don't expect anything.
Good, because that's what you're going to get.
You folks ready for a show?
It's showtime!
Well, whether you like it or not, we're going to do a show.
Yes, we are.
Mike
yes.
and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty, 604. Carla, it is Thursday morning.
It sure is, or as I like to call it, Taco Thursday. People.
Why is that?
I don't know, because everybody does Taco Tuesday. I thought I'm going to change it up. Taco. I don't really care about anything other than the fact that I did go to Starbucks this morning, and I found the perfect banana this morning.
Did you really?
I did. You know I have that window with the banana of about a day.
Yeah.
And perfect banana. Perfect. I don't need a boyfriend. I don't need a boyfriend.
A National perfect. Boyfriend Day?
Yes, I don't need it. And it was perfect size. It was like small to medium. I don't like a lot. I get over banana. I don't like that. Perfect. Perfect.
Well, if you have the perfect banana, why would you need a boyfriend?
You know what? I'm done. Yeah. Drop the mic, man. I don't need the mic either. I'm done.
There you go.
I am done. Ladies, right. Find the perfect banana. You don't need a boyfriend.
Big night last night.
Yes, it was.
We kicked off the third season with the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
And some good news that we'll talk about a little bit later on next half hour. Also,
yes.
A big concert announcement coming up.
Yes, it is.
In about 15, 20 minutes. Otherwise, sunshine today. Going to be nice today. Tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 80s.
Yeah.
Today and on Friday.
We're back.
It should be a nice weekend, too. It's only about 57 outside right now. Carla, we'll have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
One of the stars of Saved by the Bell said, reboot. I've heard nothing about a reboot. What?
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
So they're not in the loop.
No, they're not. You All might right. be unhappy to hear it.
All right. Well, we'll find out more about that and other stories after Depeche Mode. Enjoy the silence.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Well, Matthew McConaughey, he will play a weed kingpin. In his new movie, he researched the role by just being Matthew McConaughey, which was easy enough.
Sure, I'll play it. All right.
Playing bongos on the front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Naked.
Yes, exactly. Tiffany Thiessen, it is now, says, I know nothing about a Saved by the Bell reunion on NBC. Yeah, the revival with Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley. She said, I have no idea. Nobody said anything to me. Unclear why they didn't reach out to her or Mark Paul Gosselaar. Yeah.
Well, that's Zach.
Yeah, that's...
You have to have those two in it.
Zach and Kelly were pretty much the heart of the original show. Now, there is talk that... Mark Paul, he has a show that he's working on. Tiffany has a show as well. It's called Alexa and Katie on Netflix. So their contracts might be keeping them from doing another show. So perhaps NBC didn't even reach out.
No.
So, but it seems to me that, you know, I mean, you can't, I don't know. You couldn't do a Kate and Allie reunion without Kate and Allie, could you? No.
Be kind of tough.
No, but apparently they do them all the time on TV. So, and I don't know if you heard this or not, but Bernie Sanders was hospitalized yesterday due to a blocked artery. Now, luckily, he's going to be okay. He cleared the blockage just by yelling at it. Get out of the blockage. Go away. I don't need you. The 1% can take care of my blockage.
That's how he dealt with it.
Yes,
huh?
That's exactly. He is going to be okay. He had some minor surgery. And he will be okay, but he's going to be off the campaign trail for a little while.
Okay.
And big news. Fleetwood Mac coming back to Vegas.
just hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, it is. Like, you can just play this all day.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
They are coming back to Vegas. It's the final concert, end of the 2018-2019 worldwide tour.
Just a minute away, too.
November 16th.
Yeah.
T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m. at access.com. But you can listen to us all morning long, all next week for your chance to win it before you could even buy them. So make sure you do that.
Nice. Oh, they're good. If you haven't seen them, man, go see Fleetwood Mac, one of those bands Mike and I are talking about.
10K Payday Contest is back. Stuff is going on. $1,000 winner. It was Shannon McCarthy who got the call from the Beasley Banker.
Oh, my God. That is insane. That is so cool. Thank you so much.
That's why we say when you get a call from a number you don't recognize, simply pick it up, especially if you're playing along in the 10K Payday Contest. Could be the Beasley Banker telling you you're $1,000 richer and that much closer to the $10,000 grand prize. Details about the 10K Payday Contest on our website. By the way, next chance to play, 8 o'clock. But if you want all the details and rules, just go to 96.3kklz.com. Carla, I don't know if this is the new game that all the kids are playing, but...
Gosh, I hope not.
Here's a bunch of guys doing a drinking game that goes like this. You pour Zambuca on your hair, light it on fire.
Ooh, an Italian drinking game, yes.
Then do a shot, and then you lean over, pass the fire to the hair of the guy next to you.
Uh-huh.
Now, once that guy's hair is on fire, then you're allowed to douse the flames on your head. So, here's how that sounds like.
The smell.
Bobby, hurry up. Light it first. Go, go, go.
Now, I don't know who brings up or thinks up these games.
Yeah, wow, okay.
But that sounds like the stupidest game you could ever talk anybody into playing.
Yeah, wow, no kidding. Good smell, though. That would be, that would be your licorice. Smell like ouzo and
yeah. If
and,
there's a benefit, it sends off a great aroma. It
smells good
in the room.
That's right.
Okay.
Nutbags,
stupid guys.
Aww.
All right, it was loud and it was proud last night at the Fortress.
Yeah, it was.
Got some sound from last night's game. VGK. We'll do that here in about 10 minutes. Opening night last night, season 3 for the Vegas Golden Knights. The place was rocking. And, again, sold out like the preseason games were.
Mm-hmm.
The stupid San Jose Sharks were in town.
Well.
And I'm being kind.
They're still here, so don't worry about it.
You don't know.
No, I think they left with their tail between their legs. That's why.
Here's how the game opened. And, boy, it wasn't too long after they dropped the puck.
Backhand pass connects Theodore to the front. Tip, loose puck, scores out. Stone scores!
It was awesome, right? I mean, just a few minutes after they dropped the puck, and then about, John, about 90 seconds later.
Lots of puck possession time here in the early going. 5 minutes gone. It's a 1-0 lead for Vegas, and now it's 2-0.
I don't know how anybody can hear anything in that building.
I will say that one goal that the Sharks got. That was just kind of a poop right on over.
It was.
And Fleury's one of the best, but I think even he was like, did that? Oh, that went right over me, didn't it?
Yeah.
Damn, that was one of those lucky shots.
So it ends up 4-1. The Vegas Golden Knights win. Pierre Maguire, who's one of the announcers, I couldn't believe he said this, but he said, you know, Vegas is selling out preseason games. It's sold out tonight. The place is rocking. You can't even hear anything. And he actually said Vegas has become a hockey town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with all the years that I've been here, I know, Carly, you've been here. I never thought I would ever hear that.
Oh, you and I were skeptical when we heard that Remember, we interviewed, I can't remember his name now. Then
from
when
the
they were
T-Mobile
yes,
arena.
When they were just building the T-Mobile, right. And we said, "You think this is going to work?"
And even with the Thunder, when we had the Thunder, and then we had the Wranglers in town.
Yep, yeah.
You would never think that somebody like a Pierre Maguire,
it's pretty amazing,
would say that Vegas is a hockey town.
It's really, it's quite amazing. Yeah. And I think, and John, you got news to do, but I think you know that first year we. A lot of people might say, well, they got lucky. We had a good team, though.
Yeah.
Last year, I think they were, you know, it's like, man, we'd like to do this because we almost did. This year, I think they're like, you know what, out of our freaking way because we've got to do this year.
Now, Morty went to the game last night and bought standing room seats.
Huh?
And I felt bad. I got a text from him, and I said, hey, how's the game? He goes, well, I'm up in Hyde.
Right.
And I lost my spot.
Yeah,
so I'm just walking around now.
Yeah, but that, did you go outside?
No, I walked around the arena.
Okay.
And where we have our tickets, because it's split.
Right.
The usher saw me and he was like, hey, how's it going? Season 3, let's go. And I'm like, go Knights. And I just walked right down. And
there you go.
So my friend and his, and they're sitting there. And
but
I'm
you
like,
didn't have the tickets for that game for
so
that
I'm
seat.
Like, yeah, and so there's usually like a father and a son that sit next to us. They're not there. They're hardly ever there. I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit right there. Enjoy the rest of the game.
Yeah, man. Good. Yeah. There you go.
Wow. Well, it was pretty
exciting.
So Morty
stole some seats last night then. So. That's great. Okay.
Imagine winning $10,000 to spend any way you want. Details on how to play the 10K Payday Contest. Coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ.com. Friday morning, waking up with the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Today, tomorrow, and right through the weekend, Carla, high in the mid to upper 80s.
Fine, just fine.
At night, you know, this morning it's only about 53, 54 degrees. They say...
tell me about it. Man, it's chilly this morning when I ran back out.
Low tonight, 61.
Okay.
A lot of people starting to come out of their houses. When the sun goes down now.
Yeah, I know.
During the summer, it's still like 110.
Yeah, and beautiful.
So it's going to be a beautiful night. The Shriners Hospital for Children's Open is happening this weekend out at TPC. And I am so excited about this, only because I was asked to be the MC on the final, on the 18th green.
Right.
When they present the check.
Yeah.
And the trophy.
Cool.
I don't know
cool.
if you've ever seen the end of a golf tournament when they have all the people from the club, you know, lined up.
Yeah.
And the winner comes up.
That's
and
very
you,
cool.
And you have the check presentation. And the trophy. I guess Chet was busy. I don't know what was going on.
I know. But, I know Chet couldn't do it. Mercedes wasn't available.
I guess not. Well, get Mike. Is he still around?
What?
He can do it, right?
He used to be good, right?
So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot
of fun. Yeah,
and
be nice.
And they have a great field, so beautiful. It's happening out at TPC Summerlin. And it starts, I think, it already started.
Yeah,
I think it's going on right now.
I live right near there, and they've been setting up for that for about 2 weeks. So, it's already pretty crazy up there.
I don't know how many pictures I'm going to be able to get. But,
I know. Excuse me. Can we get a selfie?
Maybe something, Wouldn't that be great? First and last time I ever do that.
Hi, John Daly.
Just a few days. John! He's got his flip-flops on with his... with his beer mug pants on. Oh, boy. Okay. They're going to regret asking me.
Nah.
All right. A few things we think you should know. Do that after the Eagles Hotel California.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Mentioned at the top of the show, it is indeed National Boyfriend Day. And even if your boyfriend didn't celebrate National Girlfriend Day back on August 1st, you remember, guys, right?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. You can still celebrate, ladies. That'll make him feel nice and guilty.
Yeah.
When you cook him dinner. Isn't that the whole point? Top five qualities women are looking for in a boyfriend.
I thought you got a good banana this morning.
I did get a good banana.
Made you happy.
All those women who are bitter, this is for them.
Okay.
I don't need
them. Thank you.
Obviously, I don't need a boyfriend.
Obviously.
women are looking for a man who is honest, loyal, funny. We like funny guys, kind, and one that is a good communicator. We like that. We like that. Nowhere on here does it say he has to be hot, because we are much more forgiving. if you're a good guy.
Now, see,
I don't care about that.
And you hear that.
Oh, I think it's true. I've actually heard a lot of guys recently say, you guys, we're so shallow. You ladies don't care. You don't even care. If we're a good guy, you don't care.
Oh,
and it's true. Yeah, it's true. Look around. You see who the hot women are with.
Yeah.
They don't care.
No.
He's a good guy. Good. Good.
And he's great communicator.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes. You must be able to communicate, and you better be damn funny, guys. You better be funny.
Great.
It's called micro-cheating, and it's basically when you do... I can't even believe some of these things. It's when you do small things that flirt with infidelity, but you don't get physical with someone. Now... Over 100,000 people took a survey on what counts as micro-cheating. Do you know what they said micro-cheating is? One of them, having a work husband or a work wife.
Oh.
That a lot of people think that that's cheating.
Oh.
Well, then you and I have been cheating all along.
For apparently. How long?
I know. Years. Years, Mike. Of course, sexting. That's micro-cheating, you know.
Yeah.
They say, of course, anything that you don't want to tell your spouse about is considered cheating. Now, the work wife or work husband thing, that's just stupid.
Jody would agree with that. If you can't tell your better half what you're doing, then you're doing something wrong.
Right. That's what they usually say.
I don't mind what you do or where you go.
Yeah.
But just tell me.
Right.
But if you don't tell me and I find out.
Right, exactly.
Then I'll be mad.
Yeah. These guys, you know, it's like, well, he went to a strip joint. Does that bother you? No, he told me he was going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if you don't tell me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm upset.
Then it's a thing.
Okay.
Then it is a thing. And, excuse me, Hershey's. If you're into this, Hershey's just made their first ever beer. They've teamed up with the people who make, it's called Yingling Beer. And they made... It's just basically a chocolate beer. It's a chocolate porter, a Hershey's chocolate porter.
Does that sound good to you?
It does actually sound good to me because I kind of like a porter. It's a little heavier.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so if you're in for it, and listen, Hershey's makes some of the best chocolate. Morty, you couldn't try it. It'll kill you. But, you know, I don't know if you
can
smell it or not, but stay away from it when they bring it in here to taste it, Morty, okay? just a few things you should know.
Is this guy being cheap or is his girlfriend being a bee?
Read this. Some guy, Danny actually wrote in. Maybe I shouldn't say that. He said, Mike and Carla, listen to this. So I bought a Christmas cruise for my fiance and I surprised her. I wanted to surprise her. Her birthday is December 24th. So I wanted to surprise her with this, made a big deal out of it, and gave her an early birthday Christmas gift at a nice dinner a couple days ago. And I said, you know, here you go, birthday and Christmas. We're going on the cruise, Bahamas, by the way. She got pissed.
Wow.
And said that you can't do, you know, one gift for both things.
No?
No. She said it's rude. It's insensitive. You can't combine most. She said a few other things to me, but also said that I was being cheap. And I thought she was joking at first, but she wasn't joking.
Oh.
And now things are pretty crappy between us, to say the least, and we haven't talked much over the last couple days. Did I break some sort of unwritten rule? I thought with a gift like this,
right,
it might be nice. And am I cheap?
Are they just dating?
Or is she just, it's his fiance.
Oh, fiance.
His fiance.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So.
I think there's nothing wrong with this.
Is there an unwritten rule that women have
I get the whole birthday so close to Christmas thing where, you know, you can't just give them, you know, socks and say, here you go. Here, this is for both.
I get it.
You know, but a cruise?
She clearly doesn't know how much a cruise costs.
Especially the Bahamas. You're going over there. You live here, you're going there. You also have to fly.
702-739-9636.
She's being a big bee.
KKLZ talking text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Is the guy being cheap? Did he break those unwritten rules? Or is the fiance being a little bitchy?
Yeah.
All right?
Little.
Text or call in. We would love to hear from you on this whole thing. Spent a couple of minutes with Diamond Dave, David Lee Roth of Van Halen, on the phone. We're going to share some of that conversation next hour.
Cool.
Make sure you're listening for that. 7:34. Boy, All the women are calling up on this whole thing.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Poor Dan, the man, tried to do something nice and it backfired.
Wow.
Mm. All right, we'll get to those texts and some of the calls after Bon Jovi.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so is Danny being cheap and thoughtless and not nice buying a Bahamas cruise for he and his fiance?
Yeah.
Or she being a bee about the whole thing because he said, hey, it's your birthday and it's Christmas, and I bought this cruise, so we're going to celebrate. And she kind of fired back, well, this is just great.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
happy whatsoever.
One of our listeners actually wrote in and said, oh, my God, is she 10?
Hope not.
I know. Michelle said, maybe the cruise was for Christmas, and the airfare was for her birthday.
Yeah.
Because this is a lot of money this person put out, you know? It's a whole lot of money that this person put out. Rosemary basically said, you know what? Run. Thank you. Next, dump the bee.
So, Danny should dump her.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Danny should just leave.
Because right now they're not talking.
Yes. Exactly.
According to Danny.
Yeah.
Well, then that'll be fun being on a ship together.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? Now, Janet said, I'm torn. Maybe she should have just said it was for Christmas and got her something small for her birthday.
Right.
You know, she's probably had combined presents all her life. You know, I get that.
All right. Karen, what about you?
I say a giant gift like that is perfectly acceptable to combine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a close birthday.
Okay.
I feel like I can make a informed decision on that.
I think it's more rude when your friends do that combining birthday and Christmas.
Yes.
You know, when they buy
they just assume,
yes,
hey, I'm going to cover all my bases with this one gift.
When they give you the scarf and it's like, oh, it's for both. No, it's not for both.
Yeah,
we've been friends for 35 years.
Yeah, this is for birthday, Christmas, Mother's Day.
Yeah, we'll just get all the upcoming.
And Friends Day.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So there's no unwritten rule?
I don't think so.
Because he was afraid he broke some unwritten rule that he didn't know about.
Right. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's for me. And I have a daughter that's also, she's December 20th. I always made sure that her birthday was separate because growing up, I had to share a birthday with a cousin.
Yeah.
And it was a birthday share and Christmas birthday gift all in one. So that totally sucked.
You know, and then there's that question of how close, you know, do they have
to be
where you can combine? Because if, like, the 20th, that's still a little ways.
Right.
You know, you still got 5 days leading
up. Is it five days, 10 days?
Yes.
Is it 30 days?
Yes. What's the window?
Mine is November 30th.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, no, 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 no.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you, my dear.
One more text regarding this situation with Dan and his fiance.
Oh, boy. Tammy says, you know what? I'll tell you what. Give him my number, she said. I'll go on the cruise with him. What this woman has to realize is it's not just the cruise. There are excursions to go on as well.
Yeah.
She could have had an amazing birthday and Christmas. Some people are just so ungrateful. Yeah. Great text, everybody, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. 10K Payday Contest, your chance to cash in, coming up in about 6-7 minutes from now.
All right, listen up, Las Vegas. It's your chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, like.
Like, L-I-K-E, like.
That's it, right there. For your chance to win $1,000 right now, text like to 45911. Again, that is 45911 to win $1,000 and qualify for that 10K payday. Enter like at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app on your smartphone. Again, the word like. You have 15 minutes to get that word out there. Now, you get a weird number calling you in about a half hour or so. Go ahead and pick it up this time. Might be our own Beasley banker telling you you're putting $1,000 in your pocket. Again, the word like, text it off. 45911. You have 15 minutes to do it. Good luck.
I don't know what to think between Morty buying bags of crap.
Oh. Oh, geez.
And you doing poo talk. Who has more time on their hands? This is what Carla did yesterday, everybody.
You know, the talking poop emoji on your iPhone.
This is what Carla did with her friend yesterday.
Oh, welcome to turd
talk. Mm-hmm. Where whatever we say is a gas.
A UNR graduate.
Welcome to TED Talk, where everything we say is a gas, and we're actually 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
Poop.
Yeah, okay.
A UNR graduate, radio professional, stand-up comedian who has done late-night TV specials and everything else.
That's me and my friend Lynn, and we just started playing with the poop emoji on our iPhones.
One more time. Hold on.
Poop.
There.
Because there's nothing cuter than when that little poop emoji says poop.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah, that's...
Poop.
I know my parents would be proud.
I'm sure. Thank God you did it after they passed away. All right, sunshine and warm. Going to be nice today. High in the low 80s, mid to upper 80s tomorrow. Great. It's about 63 outside right now. Besides that, Carla will have her own take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh, my gosh. Beverly Hills Cop coming back.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Perfect. After Kansas.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, Mike, somebody wrote in and said, Mike, don't laugh, but there's nothing like getting the poop emoji voice from your spouse when you're having a bad day.
I'll remember that.
See?
Hold on.
That's it, right there.
Okay. Yeah, well. Why did that make me feel good?
Oh, entertainment sponsored by Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Well, Eddie Murphy says that, yeah, he is going to do another Beverly Hills Cop film. He said we're doing it after Coming to America 2. And the plan is to get back on stage and, of course, do stand-up. Now, he's making a whole lot of money to do a few specials for Netflix. I'm still blown away. I know he's hilarious and all that, but I haven't seen him do stand-up in years.
Right.
So we'll see. We will see. These movies, he said, Saturday Night Live. He says, I'm looking at it all as kind of a bookend.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I decided I wanted to stay on the couch forever, you know, I'd at least end it on a funny note. The axe in Jack Nicholson's The Shining. Did you all see The Shining?
Yes, and it's back in theaters.
Yeah,
Red
it is.
Rob,
yeah,
Red
you
Rob.
Can see it again on... Oh, it's... Oh, boy.
Red Rob.
Very disturbing. Yes. It has been sold for more than $200,000.
Wow.
The axe from the movie. I know. That's... Wow. I don't know if that's scary or impressive. Wow,
uh-huh.
Man.
Honey, look what I just bought.
Yeah. What is that you say? It's an axe? Oh. Well, all right then. Okay, whatever. And also, I just want to wish Kelly Ripa from Live with Kelly and whoever it is now. Ryan Seacrest, yeah. A happy birthday. She's 49 years old today. So if you want to send her a little something, maybe... I don't know, something from the Baby Gap, something like that. She is like a twig. Eat a sandwich, girl. You look like a selfie stick.
Something.
Man, alive.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. By the way, 10K payday contest.
Yes.
Still going on. You still have a couple of minutes to enter the word like, L-I-K-E, to 45911 for $1,000 to qualify for the 10K, the $10,000 grand prize. Either enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. All the details and rules about the 10K payday contest is on our website if you want to check that out. Jeff Dunham, who we've had on the show a couple of times, coming back to Vegas, appearing over at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
We shared some time on the phone with him the other day. And I don't think he's ever told this story.
This is great.
But, you know, with all the characters he always has around, and he keeps them very close.
Oh, yeah.
He talked about this practical joke he played in college on a date that he had. Listen to this.
When I was in college, this is when VHS was, you know, popular.
Yeah.
And so I had one of those giant cameras, but I hid it in my apartment amongst the dummies. I had a little display of dummies, and I hid it in the dummies, and it was pointing at the couch. And I had a date come over, and I'd only been dating her a little while. And so there's this videotape of me on the couch with this girl getting kind of romantic. But then why was I videotaping her? Because I had radio controlled one of the dummies. All I wanted to do was get her reaction when one of the dummies across the room started moving by itself.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh. So tape of this girl going with this Texas accent thing going, that dummy just moved. I go, no, it didn't. Yes, it is. I saw his eyes. His eyes are moving.
That would freak anybody out. I would have to imagine that would just freak you out.
Oh, that's great. What a great idea, though. What a great idea. Only a ventriloquist would think of that.
Or could pull it off.
Yes.
Jeff Dunham, of course, going to be back at Caesar's Palace. All the information about dates and the complete and the entire conversation. He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
With
Jeff
Dunham.
We enjoyed it.
On the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Those tickets for Styx. Got those to give away, and of course it's Wednesday, so Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So all week we've been giving away tickets for Styx over at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms. This is for next year. And you might think, wow, next year. Yes, it's only months away.
Yeah, it is.
For the date Sunday, January 19th. Now, when you think Styx, you think, big songs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, anthems and big production.
So we didn't want to disappoint.
With another segment of Kazookie-okie Wednesday. Kazookie-okie Wednesday. All you have to do is figure out by title the name of that song that we're playing on our kazoos from Styx.
Yes.
We'll get through news and weather. Got the phone lines on hold right now, but after that, start looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer, 702-739-9636. It was so nice. We got to play it twice.
Yes.
One more time. Chance to win those tickets for Styx with another segment of Kazookie-okie Wednesday. After listening to that masterpiece,
yes,
can you identify that Styx song by title we're playing on our kazoos?
Renegade.
Yes.
Good job.
I would have to say that's one of our best efforts.
Yeah. I have to agree.
With harmony and everything else.
Most definitely.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you very much. All right. You got the tickets. You're going.
Yay!
It's going to be Jan 19th, a Sunday night over at the Palms inside the Pearl Theater. These tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. Thank you.
The latest winner in the 10K payday contest. It was Joanne DeLecky who got the call from the Beasley Banker. Her reaction.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible. Wow. I can't believe this. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
So we always want to know what they're going to do with the money.
Yes.
And here's what we found out.
I'm going to split it with my boss first and then probably make some home repairs.
What? Your boss? What?
Gonna split it with the boss?
What?
And do some home repairs.
All right. Okay, Joanne.
Everybody's different.
I know.
Your next chance to cash in on the 10K payday contest less than an hour from now. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you at 10 o'clock. Weird, wild, wacky stories coming up in the other news after the Money Man.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news that we think you should be aware of. This just hurts to read. 52-year-old guy in New York was at the batting cages in August.
Jeez.
Took a 75-mile-an-hour fastball to his groin.
Yeah.
We've always said that if the word groin is in the story,
yes, it's not good.
Bruising, internal bleeding. He might even lose one of the bad boys.
Okay. Oh, boy.
And he's suing the batting cages.
Okay.
Well, move. A guy in Memphis reported a carjacking last week, but when the cops found his car had actually been towed, he confessed that he was just trying to cover up his affair.
Genius.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, guys will do anything. We got to cover it up. Deny.
No joke.
He was charged with filing a false police report.
That worked out well.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was worse when he got home.
Oh, very
hope she was worth it.
Wow. Okay. Hey, two Edmond, Oklahoma teenagers. They used the Mission Impossible stunt to steal a 12-pack of beer from Dollar General. They literally cut a hole in the roof and it didn't cut it, well, quite right. They fell through the ceiling, ran in, grabbed some beer, ran out. Well, detectives got there pretty fast.
Wow.
One of the teens dropped his cell phone also, so that didn't help. Oh, man, they were charged with burglary. And Tammy Hall, listen to this. This is not a bad idea, ladies. Tammy Hall, she lives in Australia. She wears her wedding dress quite a few days during the week. She says, you know what? I'm going to get my money's worth. I paid for it. They're not cheap. In the end, I decided if I was going to get a wedding dress, going to make sure I wore it again and again. I've worn it to play basketball. I've gone fishing in it.
Wow.
Took a hike across a mud crater in it. The first time I wore it was to vote in the election. And since then, it's been to all sorts of places. Wearing it on a crowded commuter train was the funniest, though, because, of course, people were looking at me like, girl, you okay? You all right, Miss Havisham? So, yeah, she said, I wear it to cook, do chores. You know what? Good for her. Even wore it to chop wood when it got cold. So,
now, I wonder if she took the dress and altered it in any way, you know, like took off the sleeves if it had sleeves, shortened it up a little bit.
Just a train dragon when she's hiking.
Or chopping wood. She's doing all the normal things that a woman would do.
Like that anyone would do, but she's wearing her wedding dress. Yeah, I hope it's not real cumbersome because that's not fun. But you know what? She's determined. So good for you. Don't waste that money, honey, because they're not cheap. It is Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
He's 8 years old, lives in Tennessee. His name is Daniel Hunt, and he lost all of his stuff in a fire last month. His family's home burned down. They lost just about everything. But his friends in third grade came up big for him. They somehow managed to keep it a secret, too, that they were planning a toy drive with their teacher. So last Friday, they surprised him with a literal mountain of new toys to replace the ones that he lost. Now, he walked into class, and they all yelled, "Surprise!" And he didn't know quite what was going on. There were a bunch of toys everywhere. Tons. Legos, stuffed animals, remote-controlled car. Just tons of toys. And he just was very stunned. And his teacher said, "They're for you. You don't have any toys. So we did a big toy drive for you."
Wow.
Well, he didn't go to the toys right away. He just hugged each one of his classmates and thanked them. And his teacher said, you know, what a great example of a big heart. You know, most kids would have just ripped into the toys.
Yeah.
But he wanted to thank the kids and hug them first. So, I know. You know what? 8 years old. You need toys. That's so sweet.
Don't you wish you could stay eight for the rest of your life?
Yes, I do, Mike, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I really do.
That's a great story.
Man.
We always tell you, if you have a feel-good story, let us know about it. Just email it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Wendy Rush going to be here. She'll have your next chance to grab $1,000 in the 10K payday contest, qualify for that $10,000 grand prize. About 20 minutes from now, top of the hour, so make sure you're listening for that. Recapping the show this morning. Are you micro-cheating on your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay.
Boy, you got to be careful.
Yes, because some think that even a work husband or work wife is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
It's work.
I know we don't have that problem.
It's work.
But it's
no,
work.
No. Okay. No.
Is Danny being cheap or is he being frugal when he buys a cruise for his fiance for her birthday and Christmas?
Jeez.
Boy, I was surprised how many people were split on that.
Yeah, they were. They were. Well, I think the people whose birthdays are close to Christmas, I think they were pretty split.
Okay. We announced Fleetwood Mac, of course, the big announcement. They're going to be back November 16th, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale the 11th. We will have tickets all next week to give away, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.